and then 5, and then we kind of looked at episode 2 a little bit, so we're watching a bit of scuffed order, but it's interesting to look at, like, what makes, maybe, what kind of gives Star Wars that, like, feeling. I think that, like, for a lot of people, or at least me, like, I feel like I really like the atmosphere of Star Wars because it's, like, you know, it's like space piratey. It's kind of like, you know, scrappy, but in space, space cowboys almost, you know? Kind of also why I really like that, that anime show, Cowboy Bebop. It's because it's got like that same, like, you know, Wild West in space sort of thing. But I also think that what kind of makes it very, characteristically Star Wars is like the use of like practical effects and, like, actual, you know, actors who are playing aliens that are wearing prosthetics, because we're watching, like, we're watching episode 1, and I know that's, like, kind of the big criticism, you know, it's kind of like beating the dead horse a little bit, but that's kind of the biggest criticism in terms of, like, the Star Wars prequels was that, like, you know, it was sort of, like, the turn of, you know, CGI in film, and, you know, of course, LucasArts is going to be, like, the first one to jump on that bandwagon and whatnot. And so, because of that, I feel like those episodes feel, you know, I think now they kind of are looked upon with, like, rose-tinted glasses a little bit. But I could definitely see at the time where it's, like, the CGI definitely feels jarring compared to sort of, like, some of the core scenes of, you know, the original Star Wars movies, where everything is, like, either, like, you know, practical, like, actors in costumes, or they're using, like stop motion or, like, claymation of certain things, which, honestly, I feel like kind of, like, fit into maybe some of, like, the visual aesthetics of that movie. Like, I feel like I wasn't taken out too much of the immersion seeing, like, you know, a stop motion Rancor or something or other, you know what I mean? And also the other thing is that I never realized, so we were kind of watching, I think that's what's available is, like, the remasters, like the latest remaster of Star Wars, and they have, like, a deleted scene in the remaster where right after, like, Moe's Cantina in episode 4, like, Han Solo goes out and he goes to talk to and meets with Jabba the Hutt. And we were watching, like, a comparison because we were like, I feel like I don't remember there being this detailed of CGI watching it when I was a kid. And we stumbled upon a deleted scene where they've got, like, an actual actor in the role of Jabba the Hutt. It never made the full cut, but we kind of had a bit of, like, a no way, like, Jabba the Hutt was, like, supposed to be a man. He's, like, supposed to be played by an actor. I don't know if that was just because, and maybe that's why it was ended up on the cutting room floor. I know there's probably some documentaries or something I can read up about that, you know, but I think that was probably, like, a reason why it was ended up on the cutting room floor is they probably never wanted a human actor in the end, but a bit of, like, an interesting creative decision if Jabba the Hutt ended up being played by, like, an actor where he's, like, a, you know, a human sort of bandit character, kind of interesting to think about. Anyways, I'm gonna go play a quick PSA, and we come back. I've got a song by Wednesday called Mora here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CGSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you.
And welcome back. That last track was Julie Doiron with Blue here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Kind of coming down to the last like 10 minutes of my show this week, so I'll thank you guys all for listening. If you like what you just heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on at the same time at 1 p.m. On Thursdays. I'm going to play a quick PSA here, and then once we come back, what am I going to play? I'm going to play this Japanese emo kind of post-rocky song that I can't read the characters of, but here we go.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Shut. They love me, then they know me, then they leave. I hate sleeping alone, I see what I need. my head that tells me lies. Sorry that when I'm hurting, I lash out like every time. I'm sorry that I wanna talk to you and lose my mind. I'm sorry if it ever seems that I'm not fucking trying.
Like you've never